Blog Talk Radio.
Whores in this house, there's some whores in this house, there's some whores in this house, there's some whores in this house.
I said, certified freak, 7 days a week, wet ass pussy, make that pullout game weak.
Yeah, you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy. Beat it up, nigga, catch a charge. Extra large and extra hard. Put this pussy right in your face. Swipe your nose like a credit card. Hop on top, I wanna ride. I do a kegel, what is inside? Spit in my mouth, look in my eyes. This pussy is wet, come take a dive. Tie me up like I'm surprised. That's role play, I wear disguise. I want you to park that Big Mac truck right in this little garage. Make it scream, make me scream. I don't public, make the scene. I don't cook, I don't clean, but let me tell you, I got this ring.
Gobble me, swallow me, strip down inside of me. Jump out for you, let it get inside of me. I tell them where to put it, never tell them where I'm about to be. I run down on them before I have a nigga running me. Talk your shit, fight your zip. Ask for a call while you ride that dick. Why you really ain't never got him fucking for a thing. He already made his mind up before he came. Now get your boots, hang your coat for this wet ass pussy. He bought a phone just for pictures of this wet ass pussy. Pay my tuition just to kiss me on this wet ass pussy. Now make it rain if you wanna see some wet ass pussy.
Look, I need a hard hit, I need a deep stroke, I need a Henny drink, I need a weed smoke. Not a garden snake, I need a King Cobra with a hook in it, hope it lead over. He got some money, then that's where I'm headed. Pussy A1, just like his credit. He got a beard, well I'm tryna wet it. I let him piss, now he diabetic. I don't wanna spit, I wanna go, I wanna gag, I wanna choke. I want you to touch that little dangly thing that's swinging the back of my throat. My hickam is fire, punani the sunny is going and drying. It's coming outside, yeah, I run on that thing. Now the cuz behind me, I spit on his mic and I heat tryna sign me.
Yana, I'm a freak bitch, handcuffs, leashes. Switch my wig, make him feel like he's T10. Put him on his knees, give him something to believe in. Never lost a fight, but I'm looking for a beat. In the food chain, I'm the one that eat ya. If he ate my ass, he's a bottom feeder. Big D stand for big demeanor. I can make you bust before I ever meet ya. If it don't hang, then he can't bang. You can't hurt my feelings, but I like pain. If he fuck me, ask who's Zizzy. When I ride the dick, I'ma spell my name.
Yeah,
you fucking with some wet ass pussy. Bring a bucket and a mop, put this wet ass pussy. Give me everything you got, put this wet ass pussy. Now from the top, make it drop, that's some wet ass pussy. Now get a bucket and a mop, that's some wet ass pussy. I'm talking wop, 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 that's some wet ass pussy. Macaroni in a pot, that's some wet ass pussy, huh?
What's good? It's the Power Hour. Welcome back, everybody. I'm Great Austin Nova, alongside Miss Jersey. No, not today. We'll be off, but I think Miss Jersey's having some technical difficulties. So let's get into it. It's the Power Hour. Welcome back, everybody. It's been a little minute. We're going to jump right into it. We've had a couple of drops happen within the past couple of weeks. We had Megan P, a.k.a. Megan Thee Stallion. We've had Beyonce drop. We've had NBA Youngboy drop, and a few other notable people. Right now, we got some, you know, things going on. I don't know if y'all saw most recently the game flipping out. I don't know. We went from Irv Gotti to spilling the beans to the game spilling the beans. First Irv and his feelings about Ashanti, you know. And then now it's not even just Irv. Oh, we got over here, we got the game and his feelings about when he used to mess with Mike. Come out, tell that story. As if we wanted to hear about it. Talking about some, I cheated on Maya with my baby mama. Did we ask for that, gang? Did we ask for that? No. We did not ask for your two cents.
No.
Oh no.
Oh Lord.
Oh no. Oh no.
Miss Jersey has entered the chat.
I am here, people. I am here.
So I was just talking about how I was just talking about the most recent drops was Megan Thee Stallion, NBA Youngboy, you had Drake, you had Beyonce, two notable people. You still got a couple more drops from some B and A-list artists that's coming, that's going to heat up the that finish the summer out. We're going into the fall now, guys, so we can look forward to see. Usually I'll be looking forward to the summer. It's always, you know, R&B, I mean, the hip-hop. And then when you start going into the fall and into the holidays and stuff, you look more towards the R&B drops and the classic drops and stuff like that. So, you know, we got some R&B artists that's going to put some stuff out there. But also, I was just talking about how Irv Gotti was out here spilling the beans about how he found out him and Ashanti and Nelly was together. And his feelings, something that happened about 20, 30 years ago. Spilling the beans about how he found out Nelly and Ashanti was messing around. And then not only did Irv come out with it in his feelings, the game comes out talking about how he felt or how he cheated on Maya when he was dating with his baby mama. The game, did we ask you that? Game.
First of all, I don't. You do have a lot of, you know, everybody has their own opinion. But it doesn't mean that their opinion, you know, should be stated aloud to everyone. I mean, sometimes people do it, you know, because they might have new music coming out, so they try to rub a couple feathers before they drop an album. But I think, you know, you need to have a button that says mind the business. Mind your business, because that's what the fuck you need to do. Mind your motherfucking business. Nobody asked you, game. It had, you know, Ashanti's pussy had nothing to do with you, so you shouldn't have had anything to say about it, game. Mr. Gotti, you sound like Salty Santana right now, and we are not here for it. We're not here
at
for
all.
Your Salty Santana shenanigans. Okay.
We don't care.
Hello. Not a good goddamn. You know, she gave a pussy to who she wanted to, which was Nelly. Nelly fucked that up, and he's still fucking up because, you know, he's no longer married to his now ex-wife. And Ashanti is living her best life looking crump dillium shit. Okay.
But just imagine, like, now you got you coming out and saying all of this, like, in public. Yeah, true that you and your ex-wife are not together anymore. Y'all not married. But just imagine how she feels sitting back listening to all the shenanigans that was going on while they were married. Not only her. Your kids, you ain't got no respect, my guy. Okay, done. Like, you just out of control. There's some shit you just don't need to talk about in public. You talk to your dudes, yeah. You don't come on the fucking airwaves or on TV talking
in
about that shit.
In the words of Jocelyn Hernandez, CB, I don't have time for your shenanigans, okay?
For real?
I don't have time for your shenanigans. We just don't. I feel like the game might have some new music that's coming out, so maybe he's feeling a little boisterous about some things. He got to understand he's not Kevin Gayton right now. He's not. He's not Kevin Gayton right now. Kevin Gayton is out here talking, ladies. And apparently what he's been talking since him and motherfucking Drake ain't goddamn married any fucking more. He's laying the smack down with his schmeat upon anyone who thinks they can handle it.
I don't even know if they're not married no more. We just know they're not together no more. We don't even know if they're not married
about,
no more.
The way he's talking about him about to be fucking other bitches and how he's on his shit.
That don't mean they're not married no more, though, because they was already in
giving him a free fucking pay.
She can say she don't give a fuck. She don't give a damn.
Her bills are paid. She's living good. She's eating good. Her children are good. She don't give a damn. I mean, you know. For some people,
she's
it is worse. For some others, It don't, you know, in the words of, you know, Queen B, you won't break my soul.
Okay.
And if y'all have not heard that song, oh, it's on repeat on every fucking thing. It's on repeat on everything. So if you haven't heard it, you are literally living under a rock with no reception and no electronics, okay? Because it's been playing everywhere. Every social media platform is on. Every musical platform you turn to and listen to,
right?
It's on. It's on every hour.
We got it. We actually got it right here. So on that note, we gonna go to break, and we're going to let y'all catch this Break My Soul by Beyonce latest Break My Soul, off of her latest, one of her latest debuts. We'll be right back. Y'all stick here. This is Power Hour. that was Beyonce Break My Soul. Welcome back to the
Power. Yeah, Break My Soul. Break My Soul. Oh,
so,
man, that song has been on repeat. It's been on repeat.
Let's talk about the Khalid shenanigans. Let's talk about the Khalid shenanigans.
Here's how I feel about the Khalid thing. If y'all are not tracking, Khalid has now, you know, she's come out on her social media platform, has given her opinion about how she feels about her song being utilized and how the proper artists aren't credited properly for the use of the song. She didn't feel that one of Beyonce's songs that is on her album right now that is trending like crazy. Was it Milkshake?
It was on there, but it's not anymore. I think Beyonce pulled it.
Oh, yeah, she definitely pulled it because of the backlash that was coming from it. And as any artist whose music is being, you know, put out there by another artist, you know, if you're not getting your proper credit, you know, you say something, if it's shit, then it's you damn motherfucking right. I do feel it's nice that she did take the song down. She may have replaced it with another track that she has available in her arsenal. But Khalid was, you
not
know,
the arsenal.
I feel like she did have a valid, the arsenal, okay? Khalid, I feel like she had a valid ass point. One person who I don't feel has a valid ass point is Miss Kaya going around talking about something. Is that the best you can do?
Oh, God.
You've been in COVID for 2 years, and you're telling me Break My Soul was the first thing that you came out with? Kaya, while we are, you know, no one's really rooting for you too much, we do apologize. Not really. Sorry, not sorry. But at the ending of the day, you know, give the girl her goddamn flowers because she sure as fuck got the money to have her. She sure as fuck got the money to create her own motherfucking flower fucking organization if she damn wanted to, okay? Just because your neck and your back been hurting since the motherfucking early goddamn 2000s and shit does not mean you got to break Beyonce's soul with your motherfucking words, okay? Because like she said, you won't break it because, you know, she's paid. You know, catch her outside.
Have you seen Kaya's latest shenanigans with these videos she even made? I think she done went and tried to get her a BBL or something and some other stuff done. So I don't know, child, but she look a...
Let me tell you why
Kaya. She
needs
always
to reverse
she
herself.
Be making my
she
soul.
To
she make
ahead.
My ass itch, bruh.
Somebody needs to pull, you know, the little reverse cars on Uno. They just need to just, you know how, like, you get a whole hand of, like, draw twos and a draw four and a skip and a reverse? Well, she needs to be reversed several fucking times. Reverse you
like
a couple
that
years, Kaya.
Just won't
she's
go
like
away.
Mother, she's like that goddamn water bug that's motherfucking hiding some motherfucking where, and you know what's in the goddamn house. And then when you find that bitch, it just take off like, blast the motherfucking where in the goddamn house. That's motherfucking Kaya.
The only time her ass had a little bit of relevance to anymore is when she was doing the Green Court with T.S. Madison, and when she flopped on that, it was like, you had one job. You had one fucking
did
job.
Did you not hear me say Kaya's back, her neck and her back has been hurting since that motherfucking song, because she ain't bounced back since. Okay?
Shit.
She ain't bounced back since, all right? At all. At all. And I wish you never met her.
I'm dead.
Okay, that's how we
But
say.
Y'all sit tight. Y'all sit tight. We'll be right back. We got some new coming up. We got some new stuff coming up. Hotel Lobby with Unk. If y'all don't know y'all, the Migos right now, it's only two of them together that's performing together right now, which is Unk and Fuse, Quavo, and Takeoff. All right. And it's been a big debacle over that too, because of Offset wanting to go ahead and do his solo career. So now they had a back and forth. We're going to talk about that when we come back, but they was going back and forth on Twitter yesterday and on Instagram about Offset doing his solo career and Quality Control not wanting to let him move around. But y'all sit tight. This is Power Hour. We'll be right back.
You got shorts? Take shorts?
Yeah. You got some on you?
Sure as you do.
Oh. I thought you were asking if I want some shrooms right now.
Let's get it. Hop off a 15 passenger. This a G5, no, this not a Challenger.
Big one.
I keep some members with me in the fridge. The coat seats, they some cannibals.
Eaters.
They like to get geek. Drink a whole bottle, wake up and repeat.
Damn.
She took a look, mixed it with the chill out. Now she say she saying 3D.
Wow.
I go in the jungle and they got a coat. I bet I come out with a meme.
I bet I
do this shit for the fam. Cause this shit bigger than me.
Big.
Color stones in my infinity lean. And in the factory masterpiece.
Factory.
I call him twin, could that be my brother? We got the same roller, he matching me. Nah, for real.
Water on me, like the sun
of
sun. Carrots, some pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble. Me go gunners out the jungle. Buy it all, fuck a frontal.
Fuck niggas,
cake on me, no funnel.
Cash.
Drop top, feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play no runner. We gon' chrome my wallet.
Woo.
Smoke my pilot.
Woo.
Pay three vibes to the trappers.
Trappy.
Nigga want shit. I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet popping. Living on broke with the whole feathered out in the hotel lobby. It's crowded. Diamonds be dancing like Bobby.
They dance.
Don't touch a dick like if you cocky.
Don't touch it.
Shroom and GC depart.
We geeky.
Bitches gon' trend on the top.
Keep trending.
The way I pull up, I'ma pop it and none of these niggas gon' stop me.
Pull up.
Gone. Put that shit on, get a cup for the drip. I'm a motherfucking 5 kilo. Keep stacking your bank, I get bigger.
Go.
Never would I throw some shit on no nigga.
I'm telling you,
little nigga, don't play with these niggas.
No.
I see the big picture, we up on these niggas.
Oh.
The huncho, the one you gon' call on me, nigga.
Joke.
I got your back, you gon' follow me, nigga.
Ball.
When I get up, we gon' ball on these niggas. Fucking shit up, cause we beat out the system.
For the system.
Water on me, like the sun of
sun.
Carrots, some pointers. All these commas, I won't fumble.
Me
go gunners out the jungle.
Me
buy it all, fuck a frontal.
Fuck nigga,
cake on me, no funnel.
Who cares?
Drop top feeling like stunner.
Drop top,
KD play no runner.
We gon'
chrome my wallet,
smoke my pilot.
Pay three vibes to the trappers.
Go,
nigga want shit. I was outside just serving narcotics.
Narcotics.
Woo. Pay me that stick. Nigga made one wrong move, jet popping.
Popping.
Living on broke with the whole feathered out in the hotel lobby.
Put it.
Quavo and Takeoff. So before we went to break, we was talking about the situation where Offset is now trying to drop solo. Well, he just did drop a project, and they were going back and forth yesterday on Twitter about how he said he hadn't spoke to P&M from Quality Control in almost 2 years, and as soon as he dropped something, they want to attach their brand to his work, you know, and it had been rumors going around for a while that people thought that Migos had broke up because we have been hearing these two on songs, but Offset hadn't been there. So I don't ever think they would actually ever break up because they family. You know, I don't think that's going nowhere. But as far as while they're attached to Quality Control and whatever is going on there, we won't see them together performing for a while. It'll be a while. Cardi B even got involved in it because she like, you know, this is affecting whatever is affecting him is affecting me because he takes care of his family, the house, the bills, kids, you know, so whatever is affecting him is affecting me.
At the end of the day, when you kind of just really like look at things and so on and so forth, and then you realize, hey, I'm trying to do this now. Everybody, they want to spend their time and do what they got to do within these companies. And then during the time that they're with these companies, you know, people's visions change and they want to do different things. And I feel like that is the point that he's at now. Like, he has a whole totally different vision. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's like you got a contract. So you either adhere to your contract for however long you signed your contract for, or you do a join a Lucas and go completely independent. So
yeah.
It does suck, and I definitely understand how it affects, you know, households, but at the same time, when they was, you know, shopping around for their deals and so on and so forth, it's kind of like, hey, this is what you signed your name on this dotted line for.
Mm-hmm.
And even if you work in your own studio that you have at your own house and you produce it, and it could be a fire album, you signed your name on the dotted line saying
yep.
any music that you put out is going to be put out under this company. And you can't put anything out under any other body else but us.
And you see, and we've been hearing a lot about this for years now. I mean, we've been hearing this has been going on for a long time with these record labels. I mean, look at what Michael Jackson had to go through. For example, you had people like Juice, what's his name? Frank Ocean, he gave it to the industry. He was the first one to do it. Swindle them good. I got a trick for y'all. You know, now you got Megan Thee Stallion right now going through it with her label because of in their situation now. They've been suing each other back and forth. And I think her label
right.
is attached to Junior Prince Jr. down here. They've been going at it for a while. So now you have Offset going at it with Quality Control. Right? So you hear very often a lot of artists crying out they want out of their record deals. You heard Meek Mill crying about it when he was with Rick Ross. You know what I'm saying? It's you hear about it so much, just like Mace and Puffy. Look how that whole Devil Cool Mace put on with Puffy, only for Mace to turn around and do the same thing to 5-year-old Foreign. So it is, you know, you got to pay attention when you sign it, especially with these labels, and they only have one thing in mind. You here to work. They want their work. All right. They don't care if you're sick, you're dead, you're half dead, your puppy dead. We want what you said you was gonna give us. All right. And half of the time, before these artists even get to touch anything that these labels said they were gonna give them, they beat them more than halfway through their contract. For instance, was this Glorilla that just signed to CMG? She signed for, what is it, 50 stacks, I think, or 50,000? And she said she ain't even touched that yet. You get what I'm saying? She ain't even got to touch that yet. She ain't even got to breathe on it. They want what they want before you get what you need. You get what I'm saying? They're going to work your ass to make sure they get, but you ain't no getting the money and then you running out the door and then knocking. Nah. They going to get you for everything they came for and then some. Period.
Very much so true. So y'all artists, I'm not saying don't go shopping for a big label, because for some people that's how they do things. You know, they get
right.
to a big label, they do their time, they put out their music, they build up their fan base, they build up their money, and when their contracts are over and done with, they create bigger and better things. So I'm not saying don't go out there and look for a big label if that's what you want to do. But just know you can do it independently. Nipsey Hussle did it.
Mm-hmm.
Joyner Lucas did it. And so many other artists out
there. Investing yourself.
Who said that they are going to invest in themselves and do it the way that they want to do it. And they learned the ins and outs before they did it. They didn't, you know, sometimes
right.
people fall on the way of learning. But at the same time, know what you're getting yourself into. Know what you signed. Make sure you got you a good lawyer that's going to go through it. And if you sign
mm-hmm.
your name on that line, just know that you have an obligation, a financial obligation, that if you break, it's going to, you know, financially come back after you. So make sure y'all do your homework and know what you're getting yourself into prior to signing your name on that line, because it's just like signing your life away.
It is. You got to be careful, you know. You got to be smart about it. If you're going to do it, give yourself, set goals for yourself. Learn about the business. Don't just be an artist, you know. Be an artist in control of their career. Don't let them be in control.
Mm-hmm.
You got to control your own. Learn the insides and out, not just the artistry. Learn the business aspect of them. I mean, I'm a manager myself. I've been managing for years, artists, for years. And one of the things that I was always so adamant in about was the paperwork. Make sure your paperwork is always in order. Make sure you know what you're spending your money on, where it's going, what you need to do. Have some goals for yourself. Learn the ins and outs. Know what resources that are available to you. You know what I'm saying? There are resources out there. There is help out there to help you get your career started. You just got to look, and you can't be lazy about it. And a lot of these
mm-hmm.
artists, they come in here into their contracts and stuff, and they're lazy about controlling their own destiny. They leave it in the hands of these labels and these management companies and expect them, oh, I'm just going to get out here and perform and get this money. It's a whole lot more than just that. You get what I'm saying? You don't want to just be an artist for the rest of your life. You want to, this is just the beginning. You want to be able to push forward and do something more than just be an artist. You know what I'm saying? The best, every artist, major artist, you look from Rihanna to Beyonce, Sean Carter, the best of them. They're not just artists. They're dibbling and dabbling in fashion. They're dibbling and dabbling. They're writing for other people. They're doing movies and anything they can put their hands on. Community service, humanitarianism. Like, it's so much more you can do with your career. You just have to get up and put in the initiative and be smart about the people you have around you with your career. Because like I said, a lot of times these artists just leave it on the folk around them, and they get whatever they get, and they blow through it, and then you have nothing to show for it. Just your voice on a song. You're not even getting paid for it. All your rights to that song.
None of them rights. And I understand if they take advances, because, you know, some people got some shit to take care of financially.
Mm-hmm.
However, on the same note, just know what you get paid on the front end, you got to pay on the back end, baby.
Exactly.
You got to pay that on the back end.
And that's for everything. You got to pay for your album cover. Every little aspect of your career you have to pay for. Your album cover, your distribution. The manager's time, you breathe and you got to pay for it. You get what I'm saying?
Man,
so just
and
as
man,
well, you
don't think it just applies to the females for having makeup artists, because men have makeup artists too. You know, they prepare them for these videos.
Right.
They prepare them for, you know, public appearances. They prepare them, you know, they
mm-hmm.
prepare them when they go on all of these different types of shows. So don't think that, you know, when it comes down to having a quote-unquote beauty squad, that it only applies to the females from your
from your stylist to your makeup artist to your barber, all of that. All of that shit runs up, especially if you're paying for top quality service or a top quality product. You got to understand that there are people that's helping you look top quality.
Okay? That's
you,
a fact.
You didn't, you know, you, everybody
I mean,
can't
had,
wake up like this.
we was running around with, we had a full band. We had wardrobe. We had a stagehand. We had a driver. We had a security team. We moved with a whole, so when you stepped into our realm, we all offered, put everything right on the table for you right there at your access, as long as you did your work, as long as you get to that, and you keep your end of the bargain. We came to the table, okay, so we going to bring this to the table. What are you bringing to the table? You don't have a lot of places that do that either. You got to figure all that shit out by yourself. All of it. And a lot of them not smart. A lot of them are young, too. A lot of them are young.
Yeah.
They come into this damn young.
You know, you got a lot more people who are becoming a bit more smarter in reference to learning more about the, you know, about deals and contracts and so on and so forth, you know.
Indeed.
So I advise everybody who wants to get into the world of entertainment, you know, take a course on contracts. You know, take a course on learning contracts and, you know, the ins and outs of it so that when you do get your deal or whatever deal is presented to you, you're very familiar with what you're looking at, you know what you're reading, and if you don't, again, you'll be smart enough to have an entertainment lawyer to look over all of it for you to make sure it's what you want and stick to it.
Facts. Well, this has been a marvelous evening of a great show. I appreciate each and every one of you for tuning in again to the Power Hour. We're just getting back at it. New season, new interviews, new shenanigans. We got a couple more shows coming up on TCR Radio's platform, both via live video streaming and through our platform here on Dog Talk Radio. So y'all keep a lookout for that. We also have our affiliates coming with some of their shows that we'll be connecting with. Coming on for interviews, different people from different backgrounds, different professional individuals that's going to come through and drop a little bit of knowledge on us and let us know what they're doing with their lives and where they're going with their careers. Put a little something in the air, But we thank you all for tuning in tonight. This has been the Power Hour. We will be back stronger, harder, some new shit. We out.
Yeah.
gon' be.
You don't need no other body. You don't need no other body. Only you can hold my body. Only you can hold my body. You don't need no other body.
Hey baby, everybody today. No one loves you like that. No one wants you the same way. Back to the morning. My head wants to thump from your loving. I just wanna get you beside me. Give me all you need. Give me all you need. Give me all you. Give me all you need. Give me all you need. Give me all. Make I give you all you need. Every touch you need. Give you all. Make I give you all.
Exclusively, that nation does.